Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio as he is at this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
And I'm excited to play this week's show, but before we do that, let's clear up last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase second time. Change one letter to an R, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word for things you might have in your pocket, and a five-letter word for a machine you might put those things in. What are they?
If you change the D to an R, you can rearrange the remaining letters to spell coins and meter.
You can indeed do that. All right, Ian, on November 18th, 1865, the Mark Twain short story that came to be known as The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County was published. Originally titled Jim Smiley and His Jumping Frog, the story was published in the New York Saturday Press. An expanded version was published the following month with the now familiar title. A limited edition book soon followed. 1,000 copies were published with one of seven different colored covers and now fetch thousands of dollars at auction. To celebrate Twain's Jumping Frog, this week our questions are about frogs.
Okay.
What character, whose prototype was made from an old coat belonging to the creator's mother and two ping pong ball halves, debuted in 1955 on a show called Sam and Friends, but gained prominence as one of the original characters on Sesame Street?
Kermit.
That's correct. And Kermit is the only Muppet to be featured prominently on both Sesame Street and The Muppet Show. Quote, and if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs. Describes the second of 10 plagues that were inflicted upon Egypt to persuade the Pharaoh to release the Israelites from slavery. These 10 plagues are detailed in what book of the Old Testament?
Exodus.
Yes, that's correct. Debuting during Super Bowl 29 in January 1995, and ranked as one of the top Super Bowl commercials of all time, an ad featuring three frogs sitting in a swamp, at first randomly croaking their names, and then in an order that forms the name of the product that they are advertising. What company produced this ad?
Budweiser.
That is correct. And in fact, the frogs in the commercial, their names are Bud, Wise, and And a bonus fact, that commercial was directed by Pirates of the Caribbean director Gore Verbinski. The Horned Frogs are the athletic teams of Texas Christian University in Fort Worth, Texas. TCU became a member of the Big 12 Conference in 2012 after leaving what conference, whose member schools are located in Colorado, California, Hawaii, Idaho, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming?
I think it's the Mountain West.
It is the Mountain West Conference. Very good. Yes. And finally, Elliot is in biology class, and the students are about to dissect frogs. The title character is in Elliot's house, drinking beer and watching television. Elliot starts to feel drunk, and, empathically picking up on the title character's feelings of wanting to be rescued, he leads the class in a frantic mission to free the frogs from their jars. This takes place in what classic 1982 film?
E.T., the Extraterrestrial.
Very good, the full title. Well, Ian is the celebrated question-answering person of Albany County. He went 5 for 5. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can hop on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the phrase, the frog prince. Change one letter to a T, not the one that's already there as usual, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase, 5 letters, 2 letters, 6 letters. That describes where an outfielder might play during a defensive shift. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
Ribbit.